Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Johnson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Johnson. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Webb scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 0. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive towards short. Webb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 0. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Hefner, who tags Pitlock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. Fred Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Hale reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Almada moves to third. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Bell reaches second base with a double. Almada scores. McQuinn scores. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Browns. Ken Yungles now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Trosky moves to second. Ken Jungels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jungels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Webb reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Almada, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Webb scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuillan takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift bunts towards the mound. Jungels fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuillan moves to second. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuillan moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Ken Jungels. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Humphries now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner bunts towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Fred Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Hale reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuillan bunts towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Humphries covering. Safe. McQuinn moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Salters reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry pinch runs for Moose Salters. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Webb hits a line drive into left field. McQuillan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McQuillan. Larry scores. Webb moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell strikes out. Sullivan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Campbell out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley pinch runs for Skeeter Webb. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. It's Indians, 6, Browns, 6. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Hale steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Lynn Larry now playing shortstop. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McQuillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.